I'm Holly Sexton in the 98.3 WQXE News Center. We're going to talk to some athletes and some players as well, but let's talk to the coach first. Would you introduce yourself for our listeners?
My name is Jamie Goodman. Head softball coach here at Central Hardin High School.
And you have a big game coming up Friday. Tell me a little bit about what it took to get there.
We had a really tough schedule this year, probably one of the toughest we've ever had. I think we played everybody in the top five in the state, a lot of teams in the top 25. We went through that. And then when you get to the district and the region, it's always tough because you're playing your local competition, and they're always, things always go up when you get to district and region. And then we had to go through another process this year to get there because they added the semi-state, which was in Louisville. And, those are high-pressure games, and we made it through that. And we're just excited to be one of the final 8 teams left in the state.
In your experience, is this something that you saw coming, or has it come up as a surprise this season?
We've got a lot of experience plays, and we've been fortunate enough to be in the region finals and win it the last 5 years. It takes a lot of dedication, a lot of hard work, and they do it every year, put in the work.
Before we talk to some of the players, do you have a tradition when you win? You see on TV Gatorade spills and stuff like that. Is there anything that you do when you win?
There's not. When we get to the region final, the girls usually, they try to get me with the Gatorade cooler. So.
Well, hopefully that happens, and we'll definitely check back in with you after that to see how it went. Would you tell our listeners the names of some of the players you have speaking with us today?
I have Casey Gaddy, which is our pitcher, Peyton Bazier, our center fielder, and Annika Nichols, our left fielder. They're all 3 seniors.
Well, thanks so much, and congratulations to you on your season so far. And let's get started. Put one of the girls on the phone, and we'll talk a little bit.
Here's Kate.
Thank you.
Oh, hey. Hello. This is Casey.
Hi, Casey. Tell us your name again and what position you play.
I'm Casey Gaddy, and I'm the pitcher.
How long have you been pitcher for this team?
Since, like, 7th grade is whenever I got pulled up to varsity. And 8th grade is when I started, like, actually pitching.
What did you do prior to that? Did you play sports as a little kid?
Yes. I started playing softball when I was about 6, and then I started pitching when I was about, like, 7. So I've been pitching since then.
What was the moment where you thought, I'm really gifted at this?
I don't really know. Like, I never really, like, thought of it that way. I just kind of, like, work hard and practice all the time.
So that's key for those listening, and for those who are aspiring to be an award-winning athlete. You say lots of practice?
Yes, practice and dedication mostly.
So what's it like playing this time of year? Is it super-duper hot, or are you used to it?
I prefer playing in the hot weather. I hate playing in the cold. It's just, like, I've never played in the cold. Like, it's just awful to me, so I like playing in the hot. But, I mean, at points it does get a little hot, and, like, you get dehydrated and stuff like that.
Speaking of that, I guess you plan on pouring some Gatorade on your coach later this week.
Yes, I hope so. I'm planning on it.
So tell me what your expectations are for the game Friday.
Well, we're just hoping to play our best and go out and win. But, I mean, we can't really, like, I don't know. We just have to hit and do our jobs on the field, mostly.
What are you concerned about?
I'm not really concerned about anything. I mean, if we come out hitting and we play defense, I feel like we're really good. So we just all have to play to our best potential.
Do you watch video or anything to prepare?
Well, our coaches will talk to, like, other coaches and ask, like, how their pitcher is or who their good hitter is and, like, who their spots, like, what spots you need to throw. And, like, we found out that Pendleton was a young team, but they're pretty talented because, I mean, they're in the top 8 of state, so we can't overlook anybody.
That's a good way to put it. You can't overlook anybody. This is right. The culmination of your high school career, so are you proud of where you are now and your team?
Yes. I think we've come a long way. I mean, if we win Friday, we have to win Friday, like, we'll, like, this is the first time Central Oregon softball has ever been in the top four. So, I mean, we're pretty close to breaking records, so.
Have you surprised yourself at all?
I mean, kind of. Not really, though.
I think that practice really does help a lot, and you can yes. see what you need to improve on. Someone listening who's interested in getting into the sport, what would you suggest to them?
That it's going to take a lot of time and effort. Like, if you don't want to put in practice or, like, dedication, like, I don't feel like you would go very far. Because, I mean, like, every day, like, high school, we practice every day after school, and this morning we came at 10 to 11:30, so you just have to be dedicated.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Well, I'm very proud of you, and I hope you get a win. Have you made plans for college? Are you eyeing anything? Is anybody looking at you?
Yes, I'm going to University of the Cumberland next year to play softball.
Excellent. All right. Well, good luck on Friday. Have a great
Thank
time
you.
And enjoy it. You're welcome.
Thank you. Hello.
Hi. Who is this?
Hi. I'm Annika Nichols.
Hi.
I play left field.
Annika, you and I have met a few times. Tell me a little bit about when you started in that position.
When I first started this position, I didn't really know much about it, to be honest with you. I had been a second baseman, mostly infield my whole life, but once I started practicing there, I started getting used to it and started really liking it a lot.
And now, do you like it or are you done?
Oh, I love it.
Excellent. So what have you done to prepare for Friday?
Honestly, I just like tell myself to relax and not think as much, because if I think about it too much, I'll just get in my head during the game and mess up.
Is there anything that you're going to do, like say habit or superstitious wise, to get ready?
I really don't have any superstitions. I just do the same thing.
For those that are listening that are interested in pursuing your sport, what would you suggest to them?
I would suggest to them to work hard, practice a lot. And if you really love the sport, just have a lot of dedication to it. And it takes a lot of dedication, so keep working on it and never give up.
Have you created friendships through playing softball?
Oh, definitely. I'm really close with the seniors right now. We've been playing since we were really little. We've been playing here on Central since sixth grade, so we have a close bond with each other. And then especially the underclassmen, too, I've gotten to know them a lot, and we just have a good bond with the team.
Are there mentorship opportunities for students who come in? Like, have you done any camps or any coaching on your own?
I haven't personally done any coaching, but we, the softball team have camps every summer, and we like to help out little kids who want to know more about softball, and just like some like sixth graders come in and fifth graders who want to prepare for the softball team coming in.
So do you have college plans already?
Yes. I plan to play softball at Union College.
Are you looking forward to that?
I'm very excited.
Excellent. Well, I'm excited for you for Friday. I know you'll play your best, and I hope you come home with a win.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello, I'm Peyton.
Hi, Peyton. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you. Peyton, tell me a little bit about the position that you play and when you got started.
I play center field, and I was always an infielder, and I got moved to the outfield in eighth grade. And then I've just been there ever since.
Did it change things for you to be moved?
It was a little different, but I love it now. So my senior year has been great. We've played really good this year. I'm really, like, proud of the team and how well we've done.
So where are you going to go to college, or have you decided that yet?
Yes, I'm going to play softball at Georgetown College.
Fantastic. Have you already met with some of the players, or will you do that when you get there in the fall?
Yes, I've met some of them, but not all of them.
Well, best of luck to you on Friday, and I hope you come home with a win.
Thank you.
Are you still there, Holly?
I am. And thanks so much for taking the time to call today. And for our listeners, would you remind them again what time you're playing, where you're playing on Friday, and what happens after that?
We will play Friday at 10 a.m. at John Croft Stadium in Lexington. And if we're fortunate enough to make it past the first round, we play at 3 o'clock Saturday.
Best of luck to you. Take care.